ist Yitzchok ben Avrom. Avrom heuli des Yitzchok. So, the Eile told us Yitzchok ben Avrom. We're coming to learn about the told us Yitzchok, the son of Avrom. And then the Pasuk repeats, Avrom heuli des Yitzchok. We're coming to say the told us of Yitzchok. And the Pasuk goes back and says, Avrom heuli des Yitzchok. Shrashi shtarzalet. And Rashi says two pshat. One pshat, le'achar shekorah kodesh boruch hu shmoi Avrohom oili des Yitzchok. How it came out that was a Yitzchok? Avrohom oili des Yitzchok. Even a kash in the tenets. Dabar acher, al desho, akos of Yitzchok ben Avrohom, huska gloimar Avrohom oili des Yitzchok. She letzone ador imri me'avi melech nisa brosor. Shari kamo shonim shehitno hoisrim Avrohom veloi nisa brosor. Ma'o sa kodesh boruch hu? צעק לאסטרופונום של יצחוק דמל לאברום, ואילו הכל אברום מועילוס יש יצחוק. זו שכוסף יצחוק בן אברום, שהראילוס יש אברום מועילוס יצחוק. אז השם מייל את יצחוק ולוק לק אברום, שאברום מועילוס יצחוק. זה סקאפל קשיף. Why דווקא in this parsha? That had to be right away when אברום was born. When this parsha is happening when יצחוק is already in his 60s. Rashi later has a cheshme. Ben Avrom, Arboim, Moili, Bekachter, Yishivko. Then Rashi says 10 years, as Yisrael, it was a whole cheshme. So, it was so many years later, why now had to be that Avrom, Moili, Yitzchok? Why the name of Avrom, Moili, Yitzchok has to be said now? Why it cannot be said earlier? So the Foshman said it like this. The Ritzonim Yisrael were busy already before, but no one bought it. Yitzchok had two kids, Esav and Yishmael. And it says, Esav and Yishmael? How Esav, Yitzchok, Esav and Yaakov, I'm sorry. It doesn't make sense. Why to have one Tzaddik and one Rosha? Don't ask me a kasha from Yishmael, because Avraham was married to Hagar. Avraham Sarah, kum taro, he's a Yitzchok. From Yitzchok and Rivka, what has to come out? A tzaddik. Obviously, Rivka was married to Avimelech. One tzaddik, one rosh. So the letzon made sense. People bought a story now. Here, here's the proof. Sarah was not Nisaber from Avram. She was Nisaber from Avimelech. So this kid really, Yitzchok is half good, half bad. So now when it comes to twins, it's exactly the bad comes out, the good comes out. So the Olam bought the Letzonos. So now the Pasuk had to say, Avram is Yitzchok. So when it started, it told us of Yitzchok, when Yitzchok had kids, the letzonis that Yitzchok is not born from Avram made sense. So the Olam bought it back. So now, when Yitzchok was born, Hashem had to really make tzark lasterponim. And the feed that is shit in the Rishonim, that now when Yitzchok was born, he was so sweet, looked like his father. When he's 60, one day, boom, his face changed and he looked like Yitzchok, like Avram. That is the Pashtus, no? If it happened in this week's Pasha. Some say Stam, because when he was a little kid, you couldn't see. You know, when he got to the 60s, he looked like his father. But the retach to this pshat is a kasha, and Panovich was a fist kasha, the Olam has. That was a bochel in Panovich. Rashi says, ki anoshim achim anachnu. To who Rashi says it? To Loit. What Rashi says there? Ki anoshim achim anachnu. Wait, you remember what Rashi says there? Now we look at each other. Mimele, the taina was, so what is shaychus? So when you steal, people think it's me. And the Mefoshim explained a little bit when we spoke that, well, if we don't look like each other, it's the first. But Be'etzim could be, everyone was allowed to be Roya and Eretz Yisrael, it was belonged to him, it was Chayish Techil Hashem. He said, look, you're causing me Chil Hashem, because people think I'm the Ganef. But Avram taina that he looks like Loit. Now the Gemara says, Roiv Achim Doimim, I'm sorry. Roiv bonim doimim la'achayoyim. Rivka, and Sarah was the sister of who? Evlaid, right? This was Ben Achiv. So, Evlaid was the brother-in-law of Avraham Avinu. So Sarah, so the kid that will be born from Sarah will look like Light. So even if a Avimelech mis Abra Sarah, he could look like Yitzchak. I'm sorry, he could look like Avraham. So what is the proof that Avraham holy this Yitzchak, that Yitzchak looks like Avraham, that he's the son of Avraham? Even if Avimelech marries Sarah, if Rob Bonim Daimim Le'achir Ha'im, so the son of Sarah from Avimelech will look like Light. Light looks like Avraham. So how you got rid of the Netzanim? הרי מרד אב לצונים, מרד אב שכן, ביכתי כמר, דלצונים, דלצונים, די לא דשתק לא עושה, כל זה אכליס את דלצונים. אז אם כל זה אכליס את דלצונים, אז איפה רק דבר. So, if we learn פשעת נקה, that this didn't happen when he was born. When דלצונים started when Esau was born, and then in the middle of the morning, people see that Yitzchak turned to look like Avraham. So that's given a raya. The nest was taken not only that he looked like Avraham, that was a switch. That was a shinui. That made it that everyone will say, Avraham holy this Yitzchak. Rav Shlomo Lauren says, it was from Degel Agudo, but he said, Mishan Abuskarov, what did Litzani want? Sarah never had kids for years. Avraham had kids. So Avraham could have kids or cannot have kids. So who cannot have kids? Sarah. And if Avimelech Nisabu Sarah, well, it's also a miracle. What is that? Oh, so many years they were married, nothing happened. Avimelech came. If Avraham and Sarah never had kids, and she went out and she came back in, you say it's not from Avraham. But Avraham could have kids. So who cannot have kids? Sarah. So now they marry you, so what are you gaining? You're saying, listen, Sarah came from Avimelech. Avraham also could have kids. So who's the problem? Sarah. So why she had a kid from Avimelech? What are the son's gains? What are the son's gaining? It's the same miracle. Avraham is a moilid. Sarah is nishkin moilid. So the next nishkin from Avraham gave from Avimelech. Mechtesa. Where is the catch of the son's? So Miskarov told him, the catch of the Litzonim, why did Litzonim want the chip? It's time to start off with Avraham Avinu. If they wanted to say that the child, it's not a miracle, just, you know, Avraham could not have kids, but Avraham could have kids. Nekturah, but Avraham is having kids the whole time. So the one that is not having kids is Sarah. And obviously Sarah has a nest. So what are Litzonim again? It's time to chep arayim mit Avraham. So the Miskarov told him that the Tzadim wanted to say, people, when they see a miracle, he said it in that day, we're speaking in 2018 almost already, yeah? And almost 18 already, almost 19 already, yeah? The Tzadim claim that the miracles are not happening for the Jewish people. I'm sure you will find a Goyish book that will have a statistic that there's no more miracles of people having kids after X amount of years by the Jewish people more from what they got. And the men of the will claim that the brachas are regardless. Yeah, how you make a litzanis? You say, I'll make a statistic. How many people managed to survive when they were almost 90 and they almost died? And all the from people, 50. How much in Houston? Also 50. So why these 50 people are saying, say the bracha from the Bazar Rebbe? The Baba of a Rebbe, he's going to have given the Velcha Rebbe. This is the Litzon. They claim a miracle. So Avimelech Mitzor, again, he'd give it a miracle. He's going to shout to Avraham, he's going to shout to the mitzvah. Yeah, Hashem makes miracles, it happens. There's a statistic of miracles that happened. No shachas to tzaddikim. Not the Hashem loves Avraham. That was the oimik of the Litzonis. Skol says, and that Litzonis ledoiris. What I'm saying, in that day, in our age, the modern that don't believe in nothing and miracles and that, you know, when they found all these Moisim of Mitzrayim, they didn't want to explain it, all different things that happened in that days. It's very hard for them to see a Nisi. So Akash Bochu, so the Litzanus was not a chap with Avraham. Was a Litzanus to say that the Nes, we, Rosh Hashanah, we open the Sefer Torah. Hashem Pokad Esoro, Kasher Dibeir. What we say? Yeah, Hashem got out. That is the message. The Tshuva, Hashem Pokad Esoro. The Litzanus didn't want that we will read in Rosh Hashanah about Hashem Pokad Esoro. That happens. It happened with every melech. Well, the worst thing happened, the miracle happened. Yeah, so I got a miracle. Well, it happens. She died, she didn't happen. But not because they're good people. It happened to the bad, to the worst. To the Isha Sishna was Mazane. That is given the Kech of the Litzonis. So we started with Hatach HaShchadish Kislev today. So it was my Chanukah. And so we light the candles, and the kash is alamol, you know. When you read the Gemara, what is the Nes of Chanukah? The Yevonim wanted to kill us, so they didn't manage. Lo Yitzu, they will not find the oil in there. We'll have Chanukah also or not? For sure. B'mei chashmenoim, al anisim, al iflores, al atshuris, b'matisiyo, b'nei chashmenoim, sh'amachus, al shor, al lidlam, al batum, al rabta, al sirim, al batum, al dibnuk, al tibnuk, al tibnuk, al tibnuk, we even don't mention the candles. They're not going out to the altar vault. But look, we're not mentioning the candles. Al anisim l'shach is the candles. So why was... The Gemara says, my Chanukah, that... Rashi says, my Chanukah, al eze nes kavua. The Gemara says, k'nich nesu ha-yevonim, they found the oil. The Torah says, if they would make the nes Chanukah, the Chanukah parties, and the winning of the war, if they will make it at the winning of the war, people will say there's a lot of revolutions. Hamas, ISIS, it's revolutions, countries back and forth. He wins, tomorrow he wins. Very hard to say, where's the miracle? Candle was clear. So Chazal, the Ramban says at the beginning of the Shmois, "Me'anisim anu igloim, we know the nisim she'ainam beforashim." Nisim anu igloim, we know the nisim she'ainam beforashim. So the al eizeh nes kavua, that was the koyach of Chanukah, that was the gilui of Chanukah. To know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. So Chazal would kivea the Nes of Chanukah because it was so hard to make clothes of the candles. You're right, the candles are the small. It's not the pshat that is the main Nes. But that showed to everyone that the Yesod of the Nes. The Pasuk says it's a beautiful vault for Rav Nevin Sal, the nicest vault in the world. The Ichus Pshat. The Yitzchuk men Arboim Shonot, the Kachta Yisrifko Bas Besua Lo Arami, מפדן ארם, אחויס לובן ארמי לא אלו אישו. She's the daughter of Psuel, and she's the sister of Lovan. So, what is the kfeilus here? So he said like this, Chazal tell us when Eliezer of Avraham came, they wanted to give him to eat, he says, לא אלו שרים דיברתי. Chazal said that they put poison in the soup, I think everyone learned it in Cheder, no? In your Cheder, did they say in your Cheder? New Cheder never said it? That Lovan put poison in the soup of Eliezer? And the Malach came and switched it? What? They never told it to you? What? It's a metal chef show. And then, when he finished to speak, then Lovan ate it and still died. So besides the Kiddushin, she was the daughter of Lovan, when he put it Smidima. Sorry, she was the daughter of Psua. But when they gave her, the Mosar HaBaal, was only the brother and the mother made the Maisid. So say this. Bekachtoi, kachtoi kiddushin esrifko bas besuel lo arami. Aber achoy slovon arami lo ilo isho. The nesuim is given with achoy slovon. It's a esnachto. Look at the trop. It's not rufko babsuel lo arami achoy slovon. It's rufko babsuel lo arami mipadan arom. Esnachto. Achoy slovon arami lo ilo isho. As I said, Rav Nevin Sal. This is Miyasher, a lot of time. The Kasha is, you know, when you read last week's Parsha, the Olim say a different pshat, but I think that this is the real pshat. that, you know, Hine Rivka lefanecho kach velech kasher diber Hashem. Yishtachu ha'evet, and he gives presents, and they eat. He's about to leave. They say, you know, maybe she could stay. Right? You said, remember last week's parsha? The belt says it goes like this, Alamo. When you go out, you make up to live in Eretz Yisrael, and then in between the engagement, the girl says, maybe we'll stay in Borough Park. Yeah? But the answer is, in the beginning, he said, take her. They were sure he's finishing to eat the soup. He's dead. There's no one to take her. He finished, kach v'lech, take her. He's going to eat. He's dead. And all the money is here. No one will know that it happened to him. But love, Sul ate the soup. Then he has a wife to leave. He said, okay, maybe she can stay. Those are the Pashtas Advor. Everyone, so the Shvacher people, they say, the same vote. After they hear this vote, they try to take it and say, the Shvacher, that in the beginning, for sure, now, you know, husband died. First day with the family, you know, the Sul is not here. Let the mother to have the daughter, the mechazik a little bit, then, as Hashem, you can go weiter. The pasuk is mamshich, v'yesar Yitzchok la'Hashem l'noichach yishtoi ki ha'koroi. V'yesar lo Hashem v'ta'a rivko yishtoi. Very hard pasuk. Very hard pasuk. V'yesar Yitzchok la'Hashem l'noichach yishtoi ki ha'koroi. Said Rashi, v'yesar hirbo v'hifzir betfila. Vayesar lo nispatzer, nispayes v'nispater. So first as a shayla is, Yitzchok asks for a kid. Hashem said yes. Nisratzer, nispayes, nispater. What did he ask for? I asked a guy for $1 billion. He asked for a kid. Hashem said yes. Hashem, nisratzer, nispayes. So Mario Viskin says a gevaldik pshat. Chazal say that Yitzchok, Avram died 5 years earlier. Why? Shelo yirei Esav yoytze letar busro. And when he died, when Esav became bar mitzvah, right? And this Yaakov was nezid adoshim. Yaakov was busy eating the eggs of the adoshim, the circle of the avelus. He was busy doing the adoshim. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not listen to Yitzchak's davening for another 5 years, Avram would live another 5 years. So who killed Avram? Yitzchak. But he begged, Nisratz and Nispayes. He was asking to make Esav to get born, and Avram will have to die. So it was very hard to say yes. So he had to have Nisratz and Nispayes. So the Mario Diskin said, Begematria, Vayesar Loi Hashem. So that's Mr. Chaim Zalofer. That's my wisdom. Vayesar loy Hashem begematria chomesh shanim. And the Vayesar loy Hashem was these 5 years that he got from before. So I just wanted to finish with a vote. It's, you know, it's not late, but there's a mincha. The problem is not that there's a mincha 12:30. I could dive in later, but there's no mincha later in Yeshiva here. So then it becomes more complicated. So it's outside of the raining then already. So. Avram was promised ki be Yitzchok yikor lechazor. Nishkena aftoche ki be Yitzchok yikor lechazor. Nishkena aftoche from the big rabbi of Gosh Hashiv God Lado. Aftoche from Boire. Yitzchak is born, there's no kids. He has a letter, to be Yitzchak, he called a chazer. But yes, he started to make Yom Tfila, Yom Tfila. Oh, what is the story? And then Hashem said yes. He begged so much, no. We said yes. Okay, Lefira B'Sim Chaim Zonenfeld. There's a big yisoid here. A person could be promised everything from Hashem. And it's waiting there for him. And it's waiting there for him. And even so, if he doesn't daven and beg for it, it will not come. Why need to daven? Who knows how much is waiting for you? Just open your mouth and daven. And then Hashem will give it. Happy Shabbos.
Sure, thanks.